everyday leadership, that's always been my mission and delight. Check out this reminder. Jennifer and I heard our pastor this morning recite a moving prayer. Well, that's what authorized leaders are supposed to do. I tried to transcribe it, but there were a couple words I couldn't pick up, so I wondered, well, maybe he's quoting someone else. Indeed, Google led me to Reverend Dr. William Barber II. Okay, a bigger authorized leader. My wife told me he's the head of the Poor People's Campaign. Ah, so now I get the eloquence. No offense to Father Leo, who is inspiring to his parishioners. But wait, at the bottom of the Barber quote at thenation.com where I found it, I noticed the reference to the real author, Cameron Belm. Not a household name, exactly. Turns out she's quote-unquote just a contemplative mother of two little ones. But man, can she write. What little things can you write, share, say, or do this week, perhaps inspired by Cameron Belm, to pierce these long, dark days with leadership light? Without further ado, Cameron Belm's words and emphasis, she is surely leading with her best self. Prayer for a pandemic. May we who are merely inconvenienced remember those whose lives are at stake. May we who have no risk factors remember those most vulnerable. May we who have the luxury of working from home remember those who must choose between preserving their health or making their rent. May we who have the flexibility to care for our children when their schools close remember those who have no options. May we who have to cancel our trips remember those that have no safe place to go. May we who are losing our margin money in the tumult of the economic market remember those who have no margin at all. May we settle in for a quarantine at home remember those who have no home. As fear grips our country, let us choose love. During this time, when we cannot physically wrap our arms around each other, let us find ways to be the loving embrace of God to our neighbors. Amen.